Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on the Fan. Then I'm going to join the show. 888-808-1019. Blommy Lobby behind the glass. What's good, brother? So, before I start getting to things, I want to say happy 25th birthday to my oldest nephew, Xavier. I love you. Don't drink too much. You better not drink and drive while I'm going to whoop that ass. Have a blast tonight. Jets and Giants in must-win situations. One baseball team has heart, and the other baseball team is a bunch of chicken you-know-what. And I'm going to start there, because what I saw in the Bronx, what I saw at Yankee Stadium, what I witnessed at Yankee Stadium versus the quote-unquote rivals, the Red Sox, what Gerrit Cole pulled, what the Yankees pulled, with no one on base, Rafael Devers at the plate, who, by the way, his name is listed on Gerrit Cole's birth certificate as his daddy, because he definitely is. Early in the week, they asked him, because at Latino Heritage Month, who's the toughest Latino you ever faced? And before the sentence could be finished, he said Devers. Now, I would have respected Cole more if he would have drilled him a second time instead of saying, four, get on base, and you're pitching a no-hitter, and the wheels fall off after that. Exactly. This is the big, bad Yankees we're talking about. The big brother, so to speak. And you pull this crap versus your rival. This is what you do. You walk Devers, who's batting 270, what, 279 coming into the game. It's not like he's hitting 340. It's not like he's tearing the cover off the ball. And because you're so afraid to give up a solo homer, and you know what they say, solo homers are better than giving up three-run homers. They ended up giving up three runs that inning, by the way. You walk Rafael Devers to put him on. And Brian Bello, he said it best. He thought it was weak through his translator. He thought it was weak. Showed weakness. And you're damn right it would show weakness. Because if the Mets would have pulled this crap, we'd have never hit the end of it. But that's right, we're the little brothers. And we'll get to the quote-unquote little brothers in a minute. The Yankees lose to the Red Sox, embarrass themselves after, what, less than 24 hours earlier, Aaron Judge breaks out of his 16 home run game drought, hitting a grand slam. Yankee Stadium goes bananas, and then you pull this crap. And of course, as luck would have it, the baseball gods, Devers comes up with the bases loaded. Why don't you just walk him again? It's a two-run double, 5-1. Yoshida gets a two-run single, 7-1. Game over. Game over. And if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Now, if there was a man on second and the base was open, fine. I get it. No one was on base. Not a soul. No one. I'd be pissed off if this was my team and they pulled this nonsense. You're in a pennant race. You showed weakness. This was gutless. This was absolutely gutless. And since the hot start the Yankees got off to, this symbolizes what the Yankees have been. Gutless. You're too afraid to hurt Alex Verdugo's feelings. You let Dominguez sit in the minor leagues too long when he should have been up sooner so he can get his feet wet and be ready to go come the postseason. And he's struggling. And he's not even playing every day. What are the Yankees doing? What are they doing? They're lucky the Orioles are crap in the bed themselves. They're lucky. Because if the Orioles played any consistent baseball, good baseball, this division would have been over a long time ago. The Yankees don't have a closer that's situational. Aaron Judge was in a major home run slump, and he broke out of it. Good for him. Almost hit another one early in the game. Soto's getting it going again. But this is the reigning Cy Young Award winner, Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole. Big bad Gerrit Cole. How much you paying him? And this is what you pull? Disgrace. I could not believe what I was watching. I text a friend, and they wrote, pathetic. And then I see some Yankee fans defending it. You're pathetic. That's gutless. The competitor in me would be like, let's go. A solo home run? Okay, fine. It's a solo homer. 1-0. Whoop-de-doo. Instead, you open the floodgates, and you get your asses handed to you in the Bronx. Now, for the other team, the Mets, tough loss to the Phillies. It's not the loss I'm concerned with. They're still tied with the Braves for the last wild card spot. The biggest issue right now is Francisco Lindor and his back. That's my biggest concern. You lost Nunez for the season. Blackburn's got spinal fluid leaking everywhere. But Francisco Lindor cannot be out for an extended period of time or this team is done. He's carried this team all season long, besides April, because he stunk in April. Absolutely stunk. He's carried this team. Acuna makes his debut, gets 2 hits, look like he belong. Good for him. The hell took the Mets so long? Instead, you had guys, DJ Stewart. If I see DJ Stewart up here one more time, I'm personally going to Citi Field and I'm yelling at Steve Cohen. DJ Stewart should not be on this roster ever, ever again. And if he is, it's to hold the Gatorade Cups. That's it. That's it. But my biggest concern is not losing to the Phillies. And we had a 4-0 lead. Everything was looking lovely. And then the final 6 innings, couldn't score a run. Met legend Tyron Walker shuts him down for 3 innings out of the bullpen. Mets still had the time run at the plate. I had zero faith that Brandon Nimmo was going to get it done. Cal Stevenson had the game of his life, looking like Willie Mays in center field. Had the big hit. And then he robs J.D. Martinez of a homer. You talk about the greatest hour of your life. Just retire right now. Reed Garrett comes in after Young stunk it up. And he gives up the 2 runs, 5-4, double to Stevenson. I don't trust Reed Garrett in any big spot. I just don't. When he comes in the game, I just don't. I just hold my breath and hope for the best. I don't trust him. Starling Marte got drilled in the forearm. I know he had x-rays. We'll see what happens. Severino was good. Just gave up 2 home runs to Harper. 3-2 hanging slider. Goodbye. I mean, crushed. Crushed. Anything hit in the air is out of the ballpark in Philadelphia. It's just as bad as Yankee Stadium. Hit in the air, it's gone. Sevy went 6 innings. I thought he did a good job. His fastball was alive. Mets are 7-0-1 their last 8 series. They try to win another series later on today. And it's crazy. If you look at the schedule, the Mets, Yankees, Jets, and Giants pretty much all play at the same time. Pretty much all play at the same time. Which one are you watching now? I clearly will be watching one thing because after the show, I'm making a trip to go see the Commanders. And Brett, if you're out there, Brett, I need you to call in because I want to hear your analysis on Daniel Jones week one. But we'll get into the football later. But right now, you got one team that's all together, playing their asses off, playing winning baseball, and that's the quote-unquote little brothers, while the big brothers, quote-unquote, unintentionally walking people to start innings. You tell me which New York team do you believe in more right now? The Mets or the Yankees? Because watching the Yankees earlier today, yesterday was an embarrassment when I saw that. I said, let me tune into the game. You know, I got my college football picks in, and I'll get to that later on in the show because, George, you're a disgrace. Thanks for costing me about two grand. We'll get into that later. Georgia, number one team in the country, my ass. Cost me winning $2,000. How about
right,
that?
So that's not your $2,000. Yeah,
I would. I was counting the money. Six legs down. Six legs down. One to go. I was looking. I'm like, this. That's the one I was least worried about. Least. South Florida down 14-0 earlier. That's the one I was worried about. And they came back and covered 12.5.
So would they actually cost you $5?
No, I did more than that. More than that. But which New York team do you believe in more? The Mets or the Yankees? Or do you not believe in either one? Because right now I'm 100% in with the Mets. I tweeted earlier this week, I'm all in. That's it. Don't break my heart. Make the playoffs and I'll be fine. Don't break my heart and go to Atlanta and crap the bed. But my biggest concern with the Mets right now is Francisco Lindor is back. Without Lindor, forget it. This is over and done with. And I saw some idiot tweeted out choker to Lindor because he wasn't in the lineup. You are a dumbass. And if I knew your last name, I would say, Mr. Whatever, you're a dumbass. You clearly don't know baseball. You clearly don't watch enough baseball to know that this guy's carried the team all season long. Let me guess, you have a Pete Alonso thong. Brandon Nimmo's post on your wall. Edwin Diaz trumpet in your room. Schmuck. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Andy and on the fan. You're first up. Hello, Andy.
Nothing was better than that week when you were on pre-Labor Day, when you were on every night on the West Coast trip. I couldn't wait to hear you.
Thank you.
You want to know what a fan I am of yours? I set my alarm for 2 a.m. so I could call in first.
Thank you. Well, I got news for you. Next week, I'll be on at 1 a.m. so you get an hour, extra hour of sleep.
I'll try to stay up. I'll Thank just try you, to brother. Stay at South Beach and then go straight to you on the ride home. I want to tell you something, man. I was thinking about how you call us the little brothers, how people view us like that. It's not even a lie. How about this? How about when people were saying it was a must game after Rhys Hoskins at the beginning of the year? Remember that?
April.
Must wins series, in April. They were saying, oh, Rhys Hoskins. The season's over. We can't hit Rhys Hoskins. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was at the game when they missed him.
That's a joke compared to what the MVP or the whatever.
Cy Young Award winner. Yeah. Intentionally walking Rafael Devers, his daddy.
Yeah. I didn't see Severino try and intentionally walk Harper tonight.
No, he hung a slider. Bryce Harper is crazy. Bryce Harper sees the Mets. He's got 39 career homers versus the Mets. He's been a slump home run wise, and he hits two.
Harper is what I wish Pete was. But I'll tell you this, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, when J.D. Martinez hit that ball in the eighth inning, mm-hmm. and Stevenson having the game of his life and the hour of his life, made that catch. I knew we weren't going to win, but I'm going to tell you the fact that J.D. Martinez came within an inch of tying this game up yep. after both Reed Garrett and Young blew the game, and after Severino, who has blown by any inning limit he's come at since about 2018. Let me tell you something, man. After what Quintanilla did the night before, mm-hmm. I'm sold on this team. I'm sold on this team from the West Coast. I'm sold on this team because the Fathers still lost. So both the Braves and the Mets are only a game behind the Fathers. I'm telling you, this is a different year. And I feel that way strongly. And I think you do too, Tio.
Yeah, I'm back in this. And thanks for the call, Andy. Here's the deal. The only good news that came out of the Mets losing is I don't have to get a Met tattoo on my ass. Remember I said if the Mets won the three games versus Philly, three versus the Nationals, and four versus the Phillies during that 10 and won all 10 games, I was going to get a Met tattoo. And I'm not going to say something and I'll do it. And that's the only good thing that came out of it. I know my man Jeff in Arizona, he's happy. He doesn't have to get one done in his cheek as well. I know we're happy about that. But the Mets could just win the series later on today versus Philly. Then you come home to play the Nationals. And then Citi Field better be rocking, better be packed to the brims when they play Philadelphia for the final regular season home games. And I say final regular season home game because I expect this team to make the playoffs. 888-808-1019. More calls after the break. Al Cintron on the fan. Back after this.